We find in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when Avram meets the guests, the three strangers, and he tells Sarah, Lushi Va'ase Ugos, go prepare for these guests, for you have to do the mitzvah of Haknasas Archem. So the Shaila is, assuming, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kola Torah Kula, accepted the Torah before it was given. So one of the halachas we have in the Torah is you're allowed to, the difference in Shabbos and Yantav is Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yantav. However, you're only allowed to cook Lachem Elo La'akam. You're not allowed to cook for non-Jews. So how was Avram, how was Sarah able to cook for these guests? It's Yantav. There's no, and there's no heter, and that's why we say you don't invite guests over, Shama Yabra Bishvilo. So, there are a couple of answers suggested. Answer number one is, based on the Gemara and Beya, Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, that let's say a woman is baking or yantav, a man's baking on yantav, so even though let's say you only need one thing, let's say you only need one cake, but you have four cakes, so you only need one challah, but you make four. You let her bake, or you let her put all those things, even though you don't necessarily need it. So the Gemara says, even though she only needs one, Memale Isha Kolatan or Pas, she's able to fill up the oven. Why? Because in order to make the rest of the food, it improves all the, by having other food in the oven, sometimes if your freezer is empty, it doesn't work. So if your oven's full, so apparently it makes the taste better, so therefore you're really doing it for the bread, for the challah you're eating. So to here, they are making food for themselves, so if they fill up the oven, their food would taste better also. That's one teret. Well, there's a famous yisod from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, where he says, throughout Sefer Bereishis. And that is, we know it's true, Avram, the Avos kept the Torah before it was given. But why did they keep? They kept the Torah's Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. They weren't commanded. They went ahead and did it. Because they didn't, it was a chumrah. It was a midas chasidus. So, when did the Avos keep the Torah? When it's a midas chasidus. But if you got away the Mishko HaChasidus, what are you giving up? So, in other words, that's why the famous question they asked, how is Yaakov able to marry two sisters? How can he marry Leah and Rachel? Isn't there a prohibition to marry two sisters? So Rabbi Yaakov famously says, because he gave his word. He told Rachel he's going to marry her. So let's go see. You have a chumrah of keeping the Torah before it was given and lying or not being honest. So clearly, of course, that takes precedence. So to hear, like, have a chumrah of not baking lachem lo la'akam, but it's only a volunteering, so what, I'm not going to do a mitzvah of haknasas archim. So obviously, that sets the tone. That's the sort of the avos in general. They had the mishko hachasidus. They volunteered for mitzvahs, but when the mitzvah affected a rio halacha, so therefore, like we find by Avram, by when he came and he took money from Paro, he had no problem. In fact, he wanted to. But when he didn't take money from Sodom, because why? Because when it came to Avram, by in the beginning of his journey, he was poor. He didn't have any money. He was borrowing money. So if you're a Baal Chov, you don't start taking on chumras of Sonei Matanas Yechya. But once you're wealthy, then you can say Sonei Matanas Yechya, and that's where he got his soldiers. So we find that Yisod throughout Sefer Bereishis, but that's the Yisod here. Of course they kept it. Normally, all things being equal. However, you need the fifth Shulchan Aruch Seichel, and therefore, should I take on a chumrah and not be able to do a mitzvah d'raisa of haknasas archim, a mitzvah d'raisa of chesed? So, of course, that's why Avram knew right away. He told Sarah, Lushi ba'asi ugos. It's not our problem. We're not taking on the chumrah now it's even though it's Pesach, but we want to do, we're more concerned about the mitzvah of Haknasas Archim than the chumrah of being makabah the Torah before it was given.